right, a little different location, but normal Wednesday for us. Really trying to simulate as much as possible a normal game week and preparation. So we're busy in that, right in the middle of it, and had a good walkthrough. Now we'll head over to practice in a little bit here and get our practice in. So questions? Good.
What kind of problems does a guy like Mike Evans pose? A big guy who's really becoming the number one player.
Yeah, he's a really good football player. They target him a lot. We've got a challenge. That's one of many challenges, this week as you study this football team. They're running the ball really well. Mike is playing big for him. Obviously, Jameis, really good football player. So we've got a good group. I think, we expect to see Doug, him coming back potentially. The other backs playing real well anyway, all the backs. So, we've got our challenges on that side. And then, they've got probably the best defensive tackle in the league, certainly in that conversation with McCoy. Somebody that's going to we'll have to know where he is at all times. He's a good football player. So they've got some good players and doing a nice job, and we need to get ourselves ready.
Donald Penn's in his 11th year, yet still operating at a really high level. What have you seen from him, and how has a guy like that at that age been able to sustain that quality of play?
Well, I think for us, we're happy to have him back. Obviously, he was a free agent this year that we were able to sign back, which was big for us. And he's playing like we want him to play, playing well. The O-line's playing well, he's doing a nice job for us. I think when you look at anybody like that, any veteran that's played a number of years, they typically take care of their bodies. They typically are, tough guys that know how to compete and find a way, to persevere over the years, no matter what it is. Different things come up, and we saw great examples last year with Charles Woodson doing that type of thing. And I'm not putting Donald in that category. Right. I'm just saying the guys that play a long time tend to do the same things. They're doing the right things, technique sound, battling tough, and working really hard. Well, winning critical factors is imperative. It's really about winning games. So there's nothing more important than the turnover battle and, third downs, red zones, things like that are more important than gross yardage. But certainly want to be good in all phases and, work to rectify any problems that we're having. Certainly protecting the ball, is a priority for us and taking it away from our opponent. So we've been pretty solid to start the year with that.
Big game from Marquette, especially in the what can you say about what he's able to do to have the impact?
I think Marquette has done a really good job developing in all areas. As a holder, as a guy that can directional punt. I think, in all areas he's grown as a player. I think, Coach Seeley and Tracy Smith have done a great job, working with him, developing him, and he's part of a real strong group for us, with Seabass and Condo and Marquette. I feel like we have three really good guys at that position, playing that special teams role for us. So great to see Marquette, birthday boy as well today. So you guys can ask him about that. Turning 28 and getting special teams player of the week, pretty big week for him.
Coached against Seabass for a while, obviously. What have you learned about the last couple of years? What's the greatest thing you've taken from the coach at Seabass?
Well, I think, obviously he's got a strong leg, continues. He's quick. He's quick to the ball, and he's another example of a guy that's really worked hard to take care of himself. He's been here for us each of the last two off seasons when we've asked him to be there, and he's worked hard at the conditioning and all that. So. He's a pro. That's why he's been able to play, along with the talent he was blessed with. That's why he's been able to play as long as he has.
How long can you go, you think?
I'm trying to get one year at a time out of him, one game at a time. So, that's up to him to decide. But, you know, he's playing at a high level still for us.
Do you anticipate Mario at all getting out here this week to do any good stuff on the side?
You know, the whole situation with Mario is when he's cleared, he'll go. Until then, he's going to do stuff, you know, whether it be on the side or with the trainers and the doctors. So, you know, like all players that are they're in that designation where doctors have control. Once I get the green light, we'll get him to work. And until then, he'll work on the side.
How would you describe the past couple of days being here? Like you said, right away, you said it's a different app, a different locale. But how would you describe
it? I just actually realized, I looked out this morning and realized there's actually water close by. So it only took me 3 days to realize that. We're just going about our business, really. Happens to be a beautiful setting, but you know, the work's the same. You know, put the last game behind you, get ready for the next. You know, understand what they like, what they're good at, who their strengths, you know, strong players are, where some guys are not as strong. We want to make sure we're attacking, things like that. So I think it's very normal in terms of the preparation, the way we're going about our business.
Malcolm said yesterday that as far as the team bonding experience, it can't get any better than this because it's better than camp because they're not fighting for jobs. This
yeah,
is the unit
yeah.
Going
not as cutthroat. I didn't really sense a lot of that anyway, but yeah, I think that's certainly true. Is, you know, we're all in this for one reason, you know, to be down here to prepare for this ball game and really nothing else. Not, you know, no other agendas other than, you know, finding a way to beat the Bucks somehow.
Reggie Nelson has been involved in four of your 13 takeaways. He seemed to have a nose for the ball. And then, like, the second part, like, where do you want to see him make strides as the season goes?
I'll just continue to be himself. You know, really happy about adding Reggie. He's going to get his turnovers. He's, you know, he led the league last year, so I mean, he's going to be around the ball. Continue to do his thing. He's, you know, tackling well. You know, being a leader back there for us. Just continue to play good football.
What's the biggest benefit of training in this area with the facilities that Miami has?
Well, I think the biggest thing is not to have to fly back and forth for us mainly. You know. You know, as far as, you know, being here and acclimating, I don't know that you ever acclimate in as short a time as we're here. But we understand what we're up against. You know, we traveled to Carolina before and played in, you know, similar Tennessee before and played in similar, conditions in terms of heat and humidity.
Coach, are you able to head up to Jacksonville and see Luke this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to slide over there Saturday afternoon and take in the game. And beyond that, it's just all business here, taking care of preparation. But we get a few hours to ourselves on Saturday anyway, so I'll slide over there and take in the ball game and then get back.
What sort of made you choose this area as opposed to something closer to Tampa?
I've got to say I turned it over to our operations staff, and you know, everything's been running very smoothly, so I'll leave it in their hands.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.